Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Adam Felber has the lead, Peter. He has 4 points. Charlie Pierce and Kerry O'Connor are tied for second. Each has 2.
Okay. We have flipped a coin. Charlie has elected to go second, so Kerry, you're up first.
All right.
The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill-in-the-blank. U.S. transportation investigators announced that the U.S. Airways plane that landed in the Hudson had blanks in both engines.
Feathers.
Yeah, bird remains. On Wednesday, a list of the financial clients of blank was made public.
Bernie Madoff.
Right. Eric Holder was sworn in Tuesday, became the first black blank.
Attorney General.
Right. On Tuesday, Nancy Killefer withdrew her candidacy to be the first chief performance officer for the federal government because of issues with blank.
Taxes.
You bet. Not interested in predicting the weather, the blank at the Staten Island Zoo bit Mayor Bloomberg during a photo op on Tuesday.
Groundhog.
Right. On Tuesday, Hillary Rodham Clinton said that Obama would like to ease travel restrictions for people wanting to visit relatives in blank.
Cuba.
Right. Tuesday marked the 50th anniversary of the day that blank was killed in a plane crash.
Buddy Holly, Big Bopper, and Richie Valens.
You got all three. After a 10-year legal battle, a Dutch philosophy student has won the right for himself and any other person to study at a university library, even if they have blank.
Committed a crime.
No, even if they have smelly feet.
Ooh.
The stench from Tunis Tenbrook's feet can quickly clear a room, but after a 10-year legal battle, the judge has ruled that that is no reason to ban him from Erasmus University. Said the judge, quote, our considered opinion is that the professors and other students will just have to hold their noses and bear it.
Yeah.
He then wiped his eyes and bolted for the door. Carl, how did Kerry do in our quiz?
Kerry had a great round, Peter. 7 correct answers for 14 more points. She now has 16 points and has taken the lead.
Well done. That's quite a round. All right, Charlie, you're up next, fill in the blank. The number of Americans filing for blank benefits reached a 26-year high this week.
Unemployment.
Right. 2 years after abandoning his secure undisclosed location, blank told Politico.com that he thinks there's a high probability of a terrorist attack.
Dick Cheney.
Right. On Thursday, Supreme Court Justice Blank underwent surgery for pancreatic cancer.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Right. On Thursday, the Obama administration revealed that the husband of Labor Secretary nominee Hilda Solis had issues with blank.
Taxes.
Right. Police in Colorado Springs were on the lookout for a man who robbed 2 convenience stores with a blank.
Cucumber.
No, a Klingon sword.
Oh, I knew that.
In deference to the wishes of the first family, Beanie Baby Maker Tie Incorporated has renamed 2 dolls that had the same names as blank.
The daughters.
Right, Sasha and Malia. Google Earth is expanding and will now include images of the blank.
Moon.
No, ocean. Customs officials caught an Australian man attempting to enter that country with blank.
Pigeons in his pants.
Of course. The pigeons were wrapped securely and tucked carefully inside a pair of tights the man was wearing. Police also discovered that the man had 2 eggs in a vitamin container, seeds in his money belt, and an undeclared eggplant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the reportage on this was terrible, because this was actually a case of 2 pigeons trying to smuggle a man through.
And they did it, too. He got in eventually. Yeah.
Just keep moving his legs.
You ask him what he's doing.
We almost made it.
If I put the pigeons down my pants, they'll never notice the eggplant.
And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for my entire plan.
Carl, how did Charlie do?
Charlie had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14. But Kerry O'Connor still has the lead with 16 points.
So how many, then, does Adam need to take it from Kerry?
Well, he needs 6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
That's a lot. Here we go, Adam.
Great.
This is for the game.
Jesus, yes.
Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, President Obama signed a bill extending blank to millions of low-income children.
Healthcare.
Right. Saying that they have reopened the investigation, the FBI searched the home of a man linked to the 1982 blank tampering case.
Tylenol.
Right. While he was giving a speech at Cambridge University, the Chinese prime minister had a blank thrown at him.
Shoo!
Yes. The House voted this week to delay the transition to blank until June of this year.
Digital television.
Right. To revitalize the NBA's All-Star Weekend, organizers are adding a rousing game of blank to the schedule.
Horse.
Right. Millard Fuller, the founder of the Christian house building group Blank, died at age 74.
Habitat for Humanity.
Right. 80s music fanatics bid more than $350,000 after a New Jersey DJ put Jenny's phone number blank for sale on eBay.
867-5309.
Right. During a speech about the threat malaria poses to the developing world, Bill Gates blanked at a technology conference this week.
Sneezed.
No. That cut-up freed a swarm of mosquitoes into the room. Bill Gates had them in stitches at the Technology, Entertainment, Design, or TED conference this week when he said, quote, malaria is spread by mosquitoes. I brought some. Here, I'll let them roam around. There's no reason only poor people should be infected. Gates waited for the inevitable delighted laughter at his jape, and when that didn't occur, he assured the audience that there were no worries. The insects currently sucking their blood were malaria-free. Conference curator Chris Anderson laughed, and he joked, Gates releases more bugs into the world. And then for the first time, then Bill Gates dropped out of school to found Microsoft, he was stuffed into a locker. Carl, did Adam do well enough to win?
He needed at least 6 to tie, but Adam had 7 correct answers.
Hey.
So with 18 points, Adam Felber is this week's champion.
You're the man.
Well done. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.